This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining me right now is Nick Adams from the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness and Fox News contributor Leslie Marshall. Leslie, you know, what's the point of all this in terms of the recounts?
Well, first of all, I do favor the recount, and this is why. When you look at how much hacking has occurred, whether it's the DNC, John Podesta, could somebody hack into a voting process system within one or any of these states? Yes. I, as an American, want every vote to be counted, and I know a lot of Americans feel that and didn't vote because they feel their vote doesn't count. Obviously,
are you suggesting? Are you suggesting that Donald Trump didn't win at all? Is that underlying any of your concerns right now about this process when you talk about hackers, et cetera? Do you think Donald Trump didn't win?
The Electoral College, I'm really not sure till I see the numbers. I don't think the end result of this recount will change that, but I do think it's important to know if every vote was counted and what that number
is. I know. You're a reasonable person. You know, I guess the irony of all of this is, you know, and I'll go over to Nick for a second. I mean, wasn't it the Democrats that were so worried about Donald Trump not accepting the legitimacy of the results?
Well, that's exactly right, Trish. I mean, what an irony. What an incredible turn of events. First of all, we have all of this excitement about whether or not Donald Trump is going to accept the outcome of the election, and Donald Trump wins. What happens? All of a sudden, it's the other side that don't want to accept the outcome.
It's wild. I'll tell you, the one thing that we have as a country is our democratic process. And we do, I agree, need to ensure that. And we want full transparency to make sure that every vote counts, Leslie. However, we're now at a point where it's quite obvious he won, she lost, game over, move on. And yet Democrats are saying, and I had one on the show the other day who said, we will do absolutely, positively everything in our power to put every obstacle we can in front of Donald Trump. You know, good luck, because he's got the majority of the votes. But why is there such total, utter resistance right now, Leslie? Shouldn't we be working hard to make sure that we get the economy back on track for America?
Well, first of all, I didn't like when it was said by our current president, by Mitch McConnell, of our current president, that he was going to do everything he could to stop or to block. And I don't like tit for tat on either side, my side, the Democrats, either. However, there are some legitimate concerns by Democrats, not those saying, oh, we're going to give him the Garland treatment, which is tit for tat, but those who have constituents that they have to report to, and the American people on the whole, when they have some concerns about some of the nominees, for example, an individual like Sessions, who 30 years ago was not able to be a federal judge over some issues of racism. How could you make that person in a higher position and confirm that individual for that?
I think that was actually hearsay. He's denied all of that. So you got to be careful when you're playing with some of that hearsay and trying to bring that up because you don't want to say false things about someone. Anyway, Nick, you know, as you look at this environment we're in right now, I think Donald Trump's making it pretty clear that he's willing to do what he can to cross party lines. I mean, for goodness sakes, you had Al Gore over there at Trump Tower today saying we had an interesting, great meeting, really, really lengthy, etc. Isn't he trying to offer an olive branch of sorts?
He most certainly is. He's crossing the aisle to do everything that he can. I think what we're seeing from President-elect Trump is very promising. We're seeing somebody that is already breaking with convention, and I think that that's going to continue. And when we just have a look, Trish, at the types of people that Donald Trump is already appointing, it's the most diverse team you could possibly contemplate.
Oh, by the way, I'd add there's a lot of women in there, which we like to see. All right, thank you so much. It's good to have you guys here. Stick around because we've got more to talk about. Leslie and Nick. All right, we're going to be right back.
Don Attorney Spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
hey, you might think it is time to stop. Take a look around. You know, be situationally aware of what is going on. I mean, the threats abound. That is the story of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Some of us are already instinctively reactive and situationally aware, but we need to raise the consciousness of the rest of America as well, because look at whether we want war or not, many would say that we are already involved in a war. We're just not participating, but we're being attacked. Trevor Loudon is up with us next, New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com, founder, editor of KeepWiki.org. It's a website which compiles dossiers on activists and political figures. Trevor was quite instrumental, if you might recall, back in, you know, as early, I want to say as 05, 06, in terms of trying to open our eyes up to one rising political star. That his star was rather shooting and evident. And we're talking about one Barack Obama. He has become a socialism expert, author of Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, and the Enemies Within, Communist, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. And, of course, he has produced a DVD also titled The Enemy Within, which is, well, I'll tell you, it is quite an eye-opener. And it sets a case for what is happening in our country, especially when we see the way it's being demonstrated on college campuses. We see it. We saw it certainly with the Bernie Sanders movement. And I think you're rather naive after seeing the following and, you know, and what he was able to generate. I'm talking about Bernie Sanders. If you think that just with the election of Donald Trump, that's going just going to go away, then you need to have your eyes wide open over what's on the horizon. Trevor Loudon, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Always good to be on, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the Enemies Within, the DVD, as I suggested, and I want to give you an opportunity to tell our audience how they can get their hands on the DVD, Enemies Within. How can they do that?
Look, they just go to enemieswithinmovie.com. It's enemieswithinmovie.com. They can see a trailer there. They can order copies online, one copy, multiple copies, etc. And it's going pretty well at the moment, I have to say.
Well, congratulations. It is excellent. This DVD exposes the elected officials in our government. These are people that have raised their hand to support and defend the Constitution. And what they are doing is absolutely antithetical. It's almost, Trevor, you get this feeling that, what, they had their fingers crossed when they were, took the oath of office?
Look, absolutely. And you got to look at it this, you know, if you're a communist, the end justifies the means. If you're an Islamist extremist, you believe in taqiyya. You believe in lying to advance the cause. So it's no problem for these people to take the oath of office, then consciously seek to betray it. And if people are wondering, we believe, and we say so in the movie, that there's at least 100 members of your House and 20 members of your Senate who are so enmeshed in neo-communism or Muslim Brotherhood front groups or both that they couldn't pass an FBI security background check to drive a school bus. Yet because there are no background checks to serve in Congress or even on the Intelligence Committee in Congress, these people get away with it.
And it's amazing what kind of information that they have access to, isn't that right?
Well, it is. You know, you have people serving on the Homeland Security Committee, the Armed Services Committee, even the Intelligence Committee. And we call out a couple on the Intelligence Committee, like Andre Carson of Indiana, for instance. He oversees all 16 of your intelligence agencies, yet he has extensive ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. You had Luis Gutierrez, the rep from Illinois, who was a leading member of the pro-Cuban, pro-Castro Puerto Rican Socialist Party, who's worked with the Muslim Brotherhood, has extensive communist ties, and he also served on the Intelligence Committee. You know, neither of those guys could get a security background check, but there are no background checks, so they can do what they want.
Well, this is amazing. I mean, Trevor, it's almost like we've entered an era. You know, we went with the Ronald Reagan era of trust and verify, but now it's almost don't trust, but still verify.
Well, absolutely. There's no verification whatsoever. And I think most Americans would be shocked to understand that your intelligence bodies are penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. They are basically being directed to some degree by the Muslim Brotherhood. And your executive branch and Congress and the Senate have all been heavily penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. So you wonder why you're not winning the war on terror. You're wondering why terrorist outrages like what happened in Ohio yesterday can be allowed to happen, because you've got people in your government who are either turning a blind eye or actually complicit with these people. And that's what our movie exposes.
Well, I know America will be shocked and is being shocked by this movie. The truth is a very powerful weapon, and it counters the narrative. I mean, and I know that Main Street America, Flyover America, the Forgotten Man and Woman are going to see this movie and go, how could this happen? How could our government be so penetrated by our very own enemies? And this explains so much with you know, them taking advantage of political correctness and this diabolical move within our government that has opened the door to something that is absolutely antithetical to our U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, and this is not an accidental thing. You've got to realize, well, if we just talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, which started in Egypt, it was kicked out of Egypt for being too violent. It was then picked up by the Soviet KGB and trained by the KGB and spycraft and subversion techniques. And then it helped to form Hamas and eventually Al-Qaeda and even ISIS. Mm. Yet this organization is not illegal in America. It has numerous front groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations,
yeah,
and the
CARE,
Muslim American Society, all at CARE, all those things, the Muslim Students Association, and it operates freely in America. Many of your congressmen cooperate with it. It influences your FBI, your CIA, your State Department, your Education Department, and has regular access to the executive branch of, in Obama's White House. And it is pushing pro-terrorist, pro-Sharia policies all the time, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one thing we advocate is that Donald Trump has promised to do this, is to pass the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act, which is expiring with this Congress but needs to be regenerated. And that bill would basically enable your law enforcement agencies to shut down these Muslim Brotherhood fronts. But that's been held up because so many of your congressmen and senators are involved in this.
Trevor, we're gonna hit the pause button right now because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We've got more from Trevor Loudon on the other side. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powder. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school.
The
teachers that taught me weren't cool.
They're
holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around the country or around the world via shortwave, welcome. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation at BMartinezLive. We're talking with socialism expert Trevor Loudon. He's from New Zealand. Met Trevor, what did we meet, about 4 or 5 years ago? No, maybe longer than that, didn't we? It's been, anyway, we met a number of years ago when he first did this extensive research on Barack Obama and the enemies within. It was quite powerful. And we met, I believe it was at a Tea Party event in Florida. And we have been joined together ever since, and I always appreciate Trevor coming on the show. And, of course, we're talking right now about his video, his documentary, titled The Enemies Within. And it is quite an expose. I know some people are, I would think many would be shocked, because they, with the people that have infiltrated, and I'm telling you, it is rather dangerous, and we were so close to losing this republic because of the enemies within. And as I was talking to Trevor on the break, if Hillary Clinton would have gotten elected, we are looking at 4 more years of the Barack Obama policies that have allowed these enemies to flourish within our government. Maybe 4 or 8 years, I don't think we would have recognized the America of the 21st century, would we?
No, I don't. And I think Hillary Clinton would have done so much by stacking the Supreme Court, by bringing in hundreds of thousands of Islamic refugees from the Middle East, by giving amnesty to 30, 40, 50 million illegals, who vote 80% Democrat. She would have basically created a one-party state. She would have taken America to the point it couldn't be fixed. It could never be recovered. So we certainly dodged a bullet, but we have to be very – we have to turn this tide back. We actually have to use this opportunity we've been given to defund our enemies, expose our enemies, and get them out of the system.
Yeah, we're talking about our country being run by New York and California, right?
Well, exactly, and they would cast the whole country in their image. Mm-hmm. If you look at California, you cannot elect a conservative statewide in California anymore because of the illegal immigration and the unions going around getting and the huge vote fraud that these people are perpetrating. Mm-hmm. And that was the plan for the whole country.
Well, nobody wants to talk about the voter fraud, and the illegal votes. Whenever this whole deal, and of course Democrats are trying to hang on to something and do what they can to invalidate the election and the selection by the voter politic of one Donald Trump. And so they want to talk about the supposedly Hillary won the popular vote. Well, of course, we know that that's not the rules. It isn't about the popular vote. It is about the electoral vote. But Democrats are doing everything they can to rally their followers and to give them something, some sense of victory. But the fact of the matter is they got annihilated, whether it was nationally or even at the local level, Trevor. I mean, look at the influence of Republican ideas in, 39 states in the country that are now governed by a Republican majority?
Well, that's exactly right. And the people in America are basically center-right, they believe in the Constitution, and they believe in the free market system. That's what people believe in. They believe in a strong defense and sound education. They have those conservative core values. Even most Democrats have those values. But the problem is, you have these huge concentrations of power on the East and West Coast that are really run by socialists and Marxists. And they use the power of California, the power of New York, to basically swamp everybody else's views.
Mm-hmm. And look how well they're doing. Trevor, look how well they're doing. I mean, the proof, as they say, is in the pudding. It's not like as if you can look to California and New York and say they're the poster children of success.
No, well, not in American terms, not in terms of business or prosperity or anything like that, or freedom. But in terms of socialism, they're a great success because what they've done is concentrate a lot of power in a very few hands. And that's what socialism really is. It's nothing to do with redistributing wealth. Socialism is about tyranny. Socialism is about concentrating all the power in a very few hands And if you're not in that select elite, you're in major trouble. And that's been very successful in California, New York, and Massachusetts.
Mm. Well, you talk about the forgotten man and woman in flyover country and the majority of America. You know, look at those two states, and you talk about the forgotten people in California and New York. And, of course, many former Californians voted with their feet, and they just went to the exits. Jerry Brown, the governor, suggests and insists that everything is doing so well, that they've increased jobs and all that. And I say, well, what about all the jobs you kicked out of the state?
Look, I know lots of California business people, and they hang on there for family reasons or because they've got a long-established business, but nobody wants to go to California to start a business these days.
Exactly, right.
And if they can move out, they do move out. And that's why Texas is booming, because all the California business is going there, and who can blame them? And that's but they don't care about that. They don't care about the economy. It's all about power. It's all about control. And you know, business is just if business doesn't toe the line, business will be squashed. And people got to get the idea out of their head that socialism is about trying to help people or spread the wealth around. All it is wealth and power and ego. That's all it is. And that's California, and that's New York.
Yeah, I would say the concentration of power, wealth, and ego, right? Because, as you say, it's in the hands of very few people. It is not spread over. You think you're forgotten now. Socialism at its fullest forgets about everybody except that ruling elite class, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this, you know, Americans have to understand just how close this all is, because, you know, you got to, you know, in this country, this country will soon be a minority-majority country. And the left, the left are working in the Latino communities and the black communities and the Asian communities to turn them all into permanent slaves of the Democratic
Party. Exactly, right.
And they're pouring people into Texas to do this. They're pouring people into Florida, Virginia. They've already flipped Virginia. They've already flipped Colorado. This is no time for us to get all cocky and think, wow, we won the election, everything's fine. This has given us a reprieve of a couple of years.
Right. Well, it's time for the Republicans to take advantage of this opportunity and demonstrate that Republican conservative values are working, can work most effectively, and be a direct defense to this movement that is not going away, to your point.
Yeah, you know, because the battle in this country now is not really between Republicans and Democrats. It's between constitutionalists and communists.
Yes.
Ultimately. And Republican Party needs to fly the flag. It has the best message in the world. Liberty, prosperity, you know, greater wealth for all. Mm-hmm. Democrats have a message of poverty, dependence, and abortion. But they sell it in terms of hope and change and fairness and equality. They sell it in the most idealistic terms. And so they attract the young vote and the student vote, etc. The Republicans have the best message in the world, and all they can talk about is gross national product figures, the most boring things they possibly can.
Right, exactly.
And Trump, to give him a lot of credit, actually spoke about some real issues in this election.
Exactly. Trevor Lawton, thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez live.
This report is brought to you by Wahl. The holidays are upon us, and there's no better way to cross that special guy off your list than with a new clipper or trimmer from Wahl. Drew Krasny is a consumer tech expert.
I love the holidays because they give me an excuse to exercise my gift-giving muscles with everyone I care about. It's not just about shopping for a gift, you're shopping for the right gift. So it's the perfect way to show someone you care. One gift guys can always use is grooming tools. The powerful new Lithium Ion Plus trimmer for facial hair and Elite Pro Hair Clipper from Wahl are great for any guy. With the latest technology in batteries and motors and patented ground blades, they're guaranteed to do a smooth, even cut every time. They'll satisfy even the most particular guys with their sleek industrial design. And you can pick them up at major retailers nationwide for under $69.99.
To learn more about these and other products from Wahl, please visit wahlholidaygifts.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
With us, this is Bill Martinez. We come at you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us, because it is that doggone important. I mean, after all, if you're going to make a choice, let's make it based on the facts, not on a bunch of opinions. And you've also heard me say that in the absence of facts, opinion rules. And as a result of that, we pay a big price. And this is, I believe, one of the major contributing issues to America finding itself on, on the wrong track. And so if we're going to get back on the right track, we need to do so with integrity. This is why this issue, frankly, people, asked me, in fact, over the weekend, they were going, why are you pursuing the Hillary thing? And I said, well, you misunderstand totally. It's not the Hillary thing. It is the truth thing. That's what's most important. If you think it's about Hillary, you're missing the whole point. We're talking about integrity. The reason that our foundation is loose and that we're shaky, and the decision, goofy decisions that have been coming down the track out of this administration in this country right now, is because we do not have a clear vision, and that clear vision needs to be absolutely based on truth. Our next guest has been with us many times, and we're going to talk about Blue Lives Matter and why it does. Lieutenant Randy Sutton is with us. He is the national spokesperson for Blue Lives Matter, retired police officer himself who served with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for 24 years. He was also awarded a Presidential Point of Light Award by President George Bush for his creation of a reading program for inner city children. Randy, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's always a
a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's critical. You know, again, we've got law enforcement being attacked now. I mean, what, over 20 ambushes reported this year? What, you know, I mean, what we're doing, you know, and what we're experiencing at the very core puts our communities in jeopardy. And this is why we need to counter the narrative with the truth that blue lives matter. And I know you're not saying blue lives matter in lieu of something else. It's blue lives matter because all lives matter, right?
Well, Blue Lives Matters became an organization in order to counter some of the false narrative that has been spewed by not only media outlets, but by organized groups who are trying to put out a false narrative about police racism and violence. And so that's why we came into existence, in order to get the truth out there, which, as you so eloquently put at the beginning of this segment, it is the truth that will set us free. And Blue Lives always has believed and always will believe that all lives matter.
Well, Randy, it was reported last week that a total of 60 law enforcement officers have died in firearms-related incidents in 2016, marking a 67% increase since 2015. This reported by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. I mean, this is an incredible increase, and there is no doubt the men in blue, the people that most Americans honor and respect, are under attack.
They are, and the startling statistics are such that not only have the murders increased by close to 70%, but the ambush and targeted killings of law enforcement officers has gone up somewhere around 400%. And this is what is so unnerving to the American law enforcement officer. I mean, within a period of 24 hours last week, we had six police officers die in the line of duty. Not all were murdered, but six gave their lives in the line of duty. And the targeted assassinations or attempted assassinations of police is just astronomical. And these are the ones you hear about. You don't hear about them all because many of these police officers are wounded, some grievously, some catastrophically, but they don't go into the statistics of those who are killed. But there have been many more shootings, many more catastrophically injured police officers, some who have been paralyzed and had their lives ruined as well. And it's simply because there are people that are targeting law enforcement officers either purposely because they're cops or because they don't fear the consequences, Bill. And this is something that is so important. They no longer fear the consequences of shooting at a police officer.
You know, and you answered the question that I was about to ask, Randy, and that's what people want to know is why. I mean, this speaks about the very dysfunctional soul of our culture, where we are right now, that we would disrespect authority to this degree, that we would go after authority and do everything we can to spin our local communities into chaos.
Yeah, if you were to listen to some quote civic leaders unquote and some politicians, you would believe that this was all brought on by a racist law enforcement officials, and it simply isn't true. In essence, propaganda has been very effectively utilized by certain groups and by very, very well funded organizations that have in their toolbox access to complicit media, and we've seen it by some of the things that CNN did, where they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar editing some of the reports. Just, I mean, it shows that there is a complicity with the media, and this is really dangerous.
Well, we're entering an age, and we kind of suspected this, as information would increase. If there was ever a need for a filter, it is now. I mean, to the point, and obviously what was brought out in this last political cycle, Randy, is that you got fake news, dealing and influencing the trajectory and the behavior of America. We're just not, in the mainstream media, ashamedly, has abandoned their post in rightfully publicizing, and not so much publicizing, but reporting, you know, the reality of what we're dealing with. I mean, on all levels, to really get down, you know, to the root of the problem. I mean, there has been a concerted indoctrination of people, and I would say, in higher learnings of institutions, some of this liberal thought that has been thrown out there. I mean, you can liken it to somebody screaming that the theater is on fire when it isn't, and it causes a rampage. I mean, I don't know if it's much different than that. Do you?
Well, you know, what we're seeing is a lack of respect for many things American. I mean, I read this morning how the flag of our country has been removed from a college in Massachusetts because they don't want to offend some of the safe places for the students. I mean, what is going on, Bill? This is our nation. This is everything that we hold dear is symbolic is symbolized by our flag. If we don't respect our own flag, then how can we respect the institutions that are so important to this country? And when it comes down to journalism, I mean, I am a strong believer in journalism. I truly am. I believe that it is the fourth estate that keeps our politicians honest, and that's what their duty is to do. But they must maintain integrity, and that's a word that you use so eloquently, and I believe in so deeply is that trust cannot be broken.
Well, if the mainstream media and journalists are the fourth estate, look at the fruit of their product right now. It doesn't favor them very well. I think it puts their profession in a bad light. And at some point, Randy, I would say there needs to be some leadership that stands up on behalf of professional journalism and journalists with integrity that are willing to, you know, call these discrepancies for what they are, expose them, and, you know, renew themselves. I mean, if we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be a bottom-up movement, not top-down. But we need leadership like never before. Lieutenant Randy Sutton has been with us, spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. Randy, thank you so much. Be safe out there. It's 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. And we're going to talk water. You know, it covers about 3/4 of the Earth's surface, yet we understand remarkably so very little about it. How would you like to read water? Well, it tells us so many things. In fact, our next guest says there's over 700 clues and patterns that show how to gauge depth by shadow, decipher wind direction by ripples, estimate plant life in the water by color, and much more. In fact, he's written a rather fascinating book, How to Read Water, Clues and Patterns from Puddles to the Sea. Tristan Gulley is with us right now. Tristan, how are you?
Yeah, good, Bill. Thanks. You?
Hey, thank you. I mean, you know, we take water for granted, but there is so much, and I was so fascinated by your book because, you know, I love deciphering things. There's so much in nature, and it tells us so much if we only have ears to hear and eyes to see.
Yeah, that's all it takes is a bit of curiosity, and our brain is wired to do the rest. Because if you think about indoors, we spend so much time, you know, watching crime dramas or, you know, crime fiction or doing crossword puzzles or whatever it is, you know, that part of our brain likes to be busy. And yet everybody thinks the moment we step outside that that part of our brain wants to go to sleep, but it doesn't. It wants to solve these puzzles. You know, exactly. There's a Sherlock Holmes in all of us, and it can have even more fun outside than Sherlock had inside.
Well, as you write, approximately 71% of the Earth's surface is covered in water. Puddles are talking to us. We're just not listening, are we?
That's it, yeah. Puddles, they're whispering. They're saying, hey, there's a little bit of water right here, but none all around. Why is that? And that's the key, is just asking the question, why? We don't have to solve it every single time, but it's surprising how often we can. Take what I call the natural navigator's puddle. Yeah. The sun is due south in the middle of the day. It casts shadows to the north, so we find more puddles on the north side of things. But this leads to some quite surprising results. So on a track in open country, you get more puddles on the south side of the track, because that's where a little bit of undergrowth or a little ridge on the side of the track will cast a tiny, weeny shadow. Mm-hmm. And over you know, days, weeks, and months, that leads to lots of little puddles on the south side of tracks. It's all out there, all there to be discovered.
And if you understand that, then, you know, in terms of who needs a compass? You got a puddle telling you where north is, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's it's so much fun to see if nature gives us the answer before the bit of kit in our hand does. You know, these days our phones can tell us more than we can probably digest in a week. But before we you know, go to the gadget, we should just look around and say, go on, nature, see if you can answer this one for me. And it's surprising how often it does.
Yeah, how much fun can that be? You just take your kids with you and say, okay, let's start reading water here, you know, based on your book, How to Read Water. Now, you say also we can forecast the weather from the waves.
Yeah, in the days before long-range weather forecasts, coastal communities were much more closely tuned to the behavior of the waves because it was the early warning system of storms. So I think everybody's probably comfortable with the idea that the stronger the wind, the bigger the waves. So if you start to see big waves, then of course there's possibly some strong winds out there. But it gets a bit better when we realize that actually the time between each wave can be a clue. So if the time between each wave is decreasing, that means that there's a storm possibly approaching. And as I say, and you know, many moons ago now, that was the early warning system that would say to these communities, you know, you might want to pack your bags.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs the satellite, you know, looking out and giving us a readout and all this technical equipment? The water, the waves in the ocean are talking to us. You also talk about in your book, Decoding the Colors of Ponds. Break that down for us, if you would.
Yeah, in the book I mentioned something that's got a quite weird name called the Forel-Ulle scale. I don't think the name's that important. But really, it's scientists have
worked out. It sounds sophisticated, though. When you can talk about Fourier, I'm sorry, say that again?
Forel-Ulle.
Forel-Ulle. I mean, you know, you bring that up, you know, at a cocktail party, and everybody gets impressed, you know. They're going to stop and listen.
I need to go to more of those sorts of cocktail parties. I just get raised eyebrows.
You snob! You snob! You're talking to water and puddles and all that, and I want to give you a lot of time, right? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll stick you in the corner. Yeah. No, it's great. It's great fun stuff. So every color that we see in water is telling us something. You know, if you see lots of green, then there's stuff that's alive. But transparency in water itself is telling us something. Quite often, it's here's another fun word. It's oligotrophic. It's life is struggling to get going, which can mean, you know, it's perhaps acidic, and that tells you something about the rocks. That the rocks tell you whether a flash flood can happen if it rains. All the pieces are joined together. There's just so much fun stuff that once you just think of it like a jigsaw. You know, one or two pieces on their own, you don't build up much of a picture, but. In the book, over 700 pieces, and you start to put a few of them together, and you go like, wow, this all is, it makes sense, and it's telling me stuff.
Exactly. Well, one thing I could have used a while back, I got caught in some dangerous water, and you explain in your book how to spot dangerous water in the dark.
Yeah, there's that's a particular reference to lights, actually, in the sense that if you're in a boat at night, however skilled you are at reading the signs by day, it gets harder by night. So we've created navigation lights, you know, and if you look out over any big body of water at the coast or big lakes or really big rivers, you'll see these lights, red ones, yellow ones, green ones, white ones, flashing ones, steady ones. And they're not there to confuse people. They're there to give a simple message. And in the book, I help people crack the code. So if you see flashing white light, it's a strong sign that not only is there some dangerous water nearby, but it'll tell you where it is. So to give you one example, a white light flashing three times, use a clock face to crack the code. So you think of a clock, okay, three, that's on the right side of a clock. East is on the right side of a compass. Oh, I better go east of that light because there's dangerous water to the west of it. Sounds confusing the first time you hear it, but it's quite an easy code to crack with a bit of practice.
Exactly. Well, and like you say, there's hundreds of techniques that are in your book for access to the reader. The other thing you talk about is deciphering wave patterns on the beaches. And we know that, again, when you're in unfamiliar areas, You know, you're going on a vacation, and, you know, I see this happen quite often. I spend a lot of time in Hawaii, and I got to tell you, Tristan, people get themselves in trouble by not reading the patterns on the beaches, even though there will be warnings out there. And, they're fortunate if there's a lifeguard nearby who can drag them out of the water. In some cases, vacations have ended rather abruptly and not very satisfactorily.
Yeah, there's sort of different ways we can come at this. We can look at the water itself, and we can understand for a start, coastal waves do three things dependably. They bend in two ways, so they refract and they diffract. What that means in sort of practical terms is wherever you are on the land, the waves will tend to bend towards you. Diffracting is they will spread out through any gap. They will fan out. And reflecting, everybody's familiar with the idea that if a wave bumps into something, it's going to bounce back again. But then we can look at the patterns on the beach itself. There are lots of signs on the sand as to what the water has been doing and therefore what it's quite likely to be doing. And then, you know, the most dangerous thing out there might have been what you were alluding to there was these rip currents. They are notoriously hard to spot, but one thing everybody should be aware of is if you're on a wave with a lot of breaking waves, sometimes you'll see a gap between breaking waves, and it looks nice and calm, and you're thinking, well, I don't want to go where those waves are. They're going to they're going to smash me into the beach. So I'll go in that calm bit. Well, if there's a narrow calm bit, it'll be calm for a reason, and occasionally that's where the rip current is. So if water's doing anything different to the water around it, we can spot it, and we just have to think, why is it doing it? And most of the time it's just fun, but sometimes it can be life-saving.
Well, Tristan, you've had a passion, you know, for studying nature. You've been you're a navigator, you're a writer. And, you know, this is all just incredible stuff. And what you've done in the book here, how did you find this passion?
It was, I was a restless kid, and I'd see a hill and want to get to the top, and the hill became a mountain, and then lakes became oceans, and the journeys got quite ambitious and quite adventurous, but then I discovered in my 20s that actually they weren't getting any more interesting. You know, I was taking on 1,000, 2,000-mile journeys, but I suddenly realized in my 20s, this beautiful art of natural navigation. So I was saying to myself, right, I'm just going to walk across a little bit of England. I'm going to cross literally 1 mile of an English wood using the trees as my map and compass. And that felt like the biggest adventure. It was like being a 10-year-old kid all over again. It was like, it was like getting to that sense of, you know, joy and adventure you get as a kid. But I was in my 20s, so I didn't look back from there.
Do you have anything left on your bucket list? I mean, I look at all you've experienced, expeditions in five continents. You climbed mountains in Europe, Africa, Asia. You sailed small boats across oceans, piloted small aircraft to Africa and the Arctic. And it's reported you're the only living person who have both flown solo and sailed single-handedly across the Atlantic. You know, what's left on your bucket list?
Well, I've got tons and tons that I want to discover, but it tends to be understanding place better. So I don't feel the need to go and, you know, do massive journeys anymore. That was the kind of the crazy youngster doing that stuff. Now it's more about, like, you know, okay, I really want to know what the butterfly is telling me about what's going on around me. You know, I want to know what that star is saying. I want to know, you know, this pond, is it going to help me predict what's going to happen over the next, you know, 6 hours?
You just have this eternal curiosity. And Tristan, we could be talking all day long. This is all good stuff. And we're out of time here, but your book, How to Read Water Clues and Patterns from Puddles to the Sea, available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Tristan, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pillen.